the Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected an attempt by a conservative group to get guardianship records for people deemed incompetent to vote. It's Tuesday, January 21st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Congressman Glenn Grossman's office was set on fire over the federal ban on TikTok. And across the street from Lambeau Field, a new multi-use development could be coming to the neighborhood. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. Over the years, my wife and I have supported several different public radio stations with which we have a connection, like in my hometown in Indianapolis. We know how important listener support is to the quality news and conversations and entertainment that we value on public radio. A gift of $10 or $20 per month goes a long way to providing meaningful programming to this community. Become a sustainer of your station, Wisconsin Public Radio, with your monthly gift at WPR.org.
A conservative group's efforts to get guardianship records for those deemed incompetent to vote has been rejected by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Voter Alliance sued Walworth County in 2022 for access to notice of voting eligibility forms. Its founder was part of a widely criticized review of the state's 2020 election. In a 5-2 decision, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled against the group, but not based on the merits of the case. Instead, it scolded a Waukesha-based court of appeals for overruling a fellow appeals court based in Madison that had already dismissed the lawsuit. Two conservative justices dissented. They said the court was missing an opportunity to resolve matters of privacy, access to public information, and election integrity. It's been 6 years since Republican lawmakers passed laws stripping powers from the governor's and attorney general's offices, but Rich Kramer reports the legal battle over 2018's lame duck legislation continues.
Two lawsuits tied to the lame duck laws are currently headed for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. In one, Democratic Attorney General Josh Call says the laws giving the legislature the power to block him from filing civil suits on behalf of the state is unconstitutional. In the other, the legislature says Call is flouting the laws by not putting settlement funds in a state account that they control. A state appeals court ruled against Call in both cases this year. He says he hopes to get resolution from Supreme Court justices.
These are really senseless laws that were passed by the legislature. I talked about that 6 years ago. But you can look at what impact they've had, and you know, it's hard to point to any positive.
Call has already petitioned the Supreme Court and its liberal majority to review both cases. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Police say a 19-year-old man set fire to Congressman Glenn Grossman's office over the federal ban on TikTok. As Hope Kerwin reports, officers arrested the man early Sunday morning in Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac police said in a press release that they responded to the fire around 1 a.m. Sunday. Officers found a man from Menasha near Grossman's office. They say he admitted to starting the fire in response to the federal ban on TikTok. The Republican congressman said on Facebook that no one was hurt in the fire and the damage was contained. Police did not identify the man, but said more information would be released if criminal charges are filed. TikTok went dark Saturday due to a federal law requiring the app's parent company to sell their U.S. operations because of national security concerns. But the popular video sharing app was restored Sunday afternoon. The move came in response to President-elect Donald Trump's promise to delay the federal ban. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The owner of the Clark Building in downtown Milwaukee plans to turn 12 of its floors into 224 residential apartments. Originally built in the 60s, the 20-story building was once home to Milwaukee's Greyhound Station and the headquarters for Clark Oil. Joshua Jeffers is the building's owner. He says 80% of the new units will qualify as affordable housing.
We have seen that there's a pretty tremendous demand for more affordable housing in downtown Milwaukee.
Jeffers hopes to get historic status for the building, which is made entirely out of poured concrete.
People don't really build, 20-story office towers with poured concrete. This thing could probably survive a nuclear bomb going off.
He says construction will start in early 2026. A new multi-use development could be coming to the neighborhood across the street from Lambeau Field in Green Bay. As Joe Schultz reports, the Green Bay Plan Commission recently approved plans for the 3 acres that had been mostly vacant since 2016.
The proposal calls for building 3 structures. They're a 3-to-4-story commercial building, a mixed-use building with first-floor commercial space and 24 apartment units, and an 8-unit condo building. The development would be on the side of Lombardi Avenue that's home to a neighborhood of mostly single-family homes. Corey Benke is president of the Lombardi Neighborhood Association. He says the development would change the character of the neighborhood.
The buildings are too tall and would disrupt important views, including those of Lambeau Field, a feature cherished by many residents.
Other neighbors were in favor of the development. The project still needs approval from the city council. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, bone-chilling cold blanketing the entire state today. There's an extreme cold warning lasting until noon across all of Wisconsin. Wind chills as low as 25 below in the south and 30 to 40 degrees below in the north to start the day. The good news is that air temperatures are expected to be back into the teens and 20s by tomorrow. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Hey, let us know how we're doing. We love hearing your feedback. You can leave it on your favorite podcast app, or you can send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.